All right, let's move on to the fucking Lakers, yo. Finally, let's move on to the fucking Lakers.
But that's good. Like, I think those are hot topics in the NBA, and then this
yeah,
sport,
a little bit of a tangent, but like, I think it's an important subject.
Who really wants to hear about the Lakers and the Knicks? Like, who the really fuck is?
Shut your mouth.
Like, nobody gives a fuck.
Relax. All right, so for the Lakers, Santiago, you guys are in the fucking 10th place in the Western Conference.
Fresh off a loss to the reigning champion Denver Nuggets.
Correct. With a record of 33-29. So go ahead, bro. Wherever you want to talk about, wherever you want to go.
We were ahead that whole game. We had control the whole game until the last 3 minutes. Because we were in here, right?
Yeah. I was putting boxes up in our attic, and then Santi was like, Lakers about to clap cheeks. It's 107-105.
I didn't say that.
Or you said something implied that they were about to win.
I said, we could win this. Look, we're ahead by six.
You used different. You didn't say could. I heard like language that it was already. Because that's why I asked you. Oh, there's like, 20 seconds left? You're like, no, 7 minutes. I'm like, oh, Denver's going to pull away then. And sure enough,
they did. I'm not worried because the Lakers did this last year. And we went all the way to the West.
But you guys made huge trades at the trade deadline. You guys didn't do jack shit this year.
What was the trade?
You traded for D'Angelo Russell. You guys traded for Rui Hachimura. You guys traded for
Jared Vanderbilt.
You guys made substantial moves. This year you guys didn't do shit.
This year you got Spencer Dinwiddie.
That team took us last year, right? So that's the same team. We could go farther. We just need health.
But they got Dinwiddie.
And we got Dinwiddie, And we just signed. Do you know who we just signed to yesterday or earlier today?
Who?
Harry Giles.
Oh, Harry Giles from the Brooklyn Nets. Yeah, that's literally going to not move anything.
Yeah.
That's not going to
do anything. Move the needle.
But you guys have no chance, dog.
What do you mean? You said last year we had no chance and we went to the
Before you guys made the trade for the millionth time.
No. Even after the trade, you said we had no chance.
No, I did not say that.
Oh, my. You said we're going to Western Conference? No.
Read what?
Time out, real quick. Did you guys know LeBron crossed 40,000 career points
today?
Lost
with this game. Yeah.
Yeah. That just I think solidifies him as is going to be the GOAT.
The reason why I think you guys have no chance is because Jokic is Anthony Davis's fucking kryptonite, bro.
Yeah. True.
From last year in the playoffs and tonight especially. Like, Jokic was, first of all, he's not athletic as AD, and AD is still being a bitch to Jokic. Like, Anthony Davis is playing the best defense I've seen, and he's been really healthy this year. He hasn't missed a lot of games.
Yeah, he's been healthy so far.
LeBron and AD have been healthy for a majority of this season. You guys are in fucking 10th place, dog.
Yeah, because we got some good teams this year, but we're built for the long run, bro. It's a long season, D. You don't expect the Lakers to be number one.
I think that this is what I hear with the Lakers on like LA talk radio. I think it's the idea that you have LeBron, you have AD.
We always have a chance.
They won their little November championship.
In season tournament, yeah. And, that means nothing.
What are you talking about? We're the first to win that.
That means nothing.
We get a banner.
I completely forgot about that.
Literally, that's your answer.
And I didn't even know what was going on. Did you watch that?
I didn't watch a single game.
Yeah,
so you're the only one that watched that, and you think...
Yeah, because you guys are fucking watching football, so I'm watching basketball over here by myself.
Dude, how are you going to have a tournament in November to remember
why would they
in college?
Do that?
Because
and, like,
they need
the
Adam Silver in the NBA. What they want to get more people's eyes on the NBA during the NFL season, because when the NFL is on... The in-season tournament is the first step.
That was a waste.
Dog, no, I think it's a good idea. The problem that they have is they should have extended it more because it was like literally like 3 weeks and then it was over.
Do it in January.
They need to extend it, exactly. But anyway, going back to the Lakers, the reason why you guys are always very much like in the conversation as far as like, yeah, you guys have AD and LeBron, you guys can make it to the championship. Mm-hmm. But the reason why a lot of people don't think you guys are going to make it is because the inconsistency from your players. D'Angelo Russell is one of the most inconsistent players I've ever seen.
True.
Gabe Vincent, who's a player that they got from Miami Heat.
He hasn't played all season. He's coming back.
They've been depending on him to play. He's literally played barely a handful of games.
I know. All the Miami players that we get always hurt. Remember the other guy we had? What was his name that never played last year? Nunn.
Oh, Kendrick Nunn.
Kendrick Nunn. He was not on this team, but okay, Kendrick Nunn.
It was the year after.
Nunn. Yeah. We had Nunn that did okay.
Yeah, he
and
didn't
got hurt.
Do jack shit with you guys.
Didn't do jack shit. So,
happy to let him walk. Like Kendrick Nunn was a good player, but he was an inconsistent shooter.
Yeah.
And he played well in the bubble to a point, and then you guys actually like shut him down effectively.
Well, no, he got hurt off the court, bro. That's what's so disappointing.
By the time you got to, I'm saying when we played you shut him down.
But Gabe Vincent's a better player.
Gabe Vincent is a better player. Way better,
exactly.
Yeah.
So, and he's coming back just in time. I'm just worried about the camaraderie with the guys. But look, we got Hillbilly Kobe. We got Anthony Davis, the best defense in the league. Yeah, his kryptonite's Denver, but in a 7-game series, if LeBron could play like he did against the Clippers
in the fourth quarter,
if he could just do that 4 times, we could beat them. Look, at the end of the day, no one wants to face the Lakers in the playoffs.
I would agree
because
with
we
that.
Turn
That's
on
not
the Jets.
True. No, I mean,
what do you mean?
As a Clipper fan, I want to face the Lakers because of like
we
the rivalry.
Face you too. Yeah, for sure.
I would love for you guys to face us.
But look, I wouldn't be surprised if it's Lakers Boston finals.
Yo, Santi, shut up. You guys, I just looked up the schedule. You guys have 20 games remaining.
Correct.
And you guys are in 10th place. How does that not worry
but
you?
But look at the look at the rankings. Look at how many games. We're one game behind Kings.
Okay.
Everyone's
all right.
So close.
All right, let's say.
I'm looking. Hold on.
The Lakers
are in 10th place with a record of 33-29.
So they play Golden State, right?
Yes.
In the play-in.
Golden State's number 9.
Golden State.
The only thing that matters is can you get to the 6th seed because then you don't have to play in the play-in. If you do play in the play-in, you want to be the 7 or 8 seed because then it's a win and you're in. Otherwise, you have to, if you're the 9 or 10 seed, you lose once you're out.
I think Lakers can get in as a 10 seed. I think that you can beat the Golden State Warriors in Golden State.
Correct.
And then they would play...
play the loser of Sacramento Kings and Dallas Mavericks right now, if it's a play-in.
I don't know.
So between that, I think Dallas would win, so then they would play Sacramento Kings. Which
they can get the Kings
are hard. Yeah, Kings are
no. The Kings aren't that good.
They're not that great. But the point is, why are you guys in that position in the first place?
But look at the West is stacked, bro. But look at the Pelicans are frauds. Suns
are
Pelicans frauds.
Are good, bro.
No, they're not because that team's gonna fall apart.
Bro,
we're 3 games behind the 5th seed. 36. It's a lot of games. It's a lot of basketball. The only ones that I can't see us catching up to is the Nuggets, the Thunder, and the T-Wolves because they're already in the 40s. The Clippers are barely at 38. So if you think about it, the West is still wide open for at least those 10, 9, 8, 7, bro. What are you talking about? Only Boston is the one that's super. They have 47 wins, bro. So, yeah, if the playoffs started right now, we're the 10th seed.
I think the Lakers are in.
But the Warriors is hard, bro, because Steph Curry and LeBron. Ooh, and Steve Kerr. I don't know.
Yeah, but I've seen the Warriors play. They're not that good, bro.
Look, the Warriors.
They've been coming on strong a little bit. They've been winning a lot of games
lately.
They've
been winning
a lot. They're getting the chemistry and they're getting it right.
Them a lot, but and they win for me, bro.
I'm not picking them to go to make a deep playoff run.
Who do you have if the Lakers play the Warriors tomorrow in the play-in? In Chase Center, who you taking? $1,000 to put on
in Chase Center,
I'll take the Lakers.
I would take the Lakers too.
I'll put 500 Lakers, not 1,000. But
Clay hasn't been himself.
Correct.
Kuminga
comes off the bench.
Now he's coming off the bench. Yeah.
Green,
Kuminga's coming on strong though.
Wiggins
is not that great. You know that dude's averaging 11 points a game. Like
he's having he left the team again because of personal issues.
Because of baby mama shit?
I think so. I don't know. He's like last season. We left the team for a while and he came back later.
He just
left the team again. I'm with you. Warriors are not that good.
But the Warriors have young talent that's still
They have that rookie white boy who lights it up.
Yeah, so the Warriors, are still well coached. I don't want to face them, but you know, if we have
to. I'm almost sure you're going to play them in the play.
I'm not afraid of the Mavericks.
It's just who's home.
I'm not afraid of the Suns. I'm not afraid of the Kings. The Clippers, maybe after this last game, we could beat you guys.
I hope to God. That's why I want the 2 seed. That's why I want the 2 seed so we can play either
T-Wolves,
or whoever.
But obviously every season with you guys is championship or bust.
Yeah, exactly.
Every season with LeBron.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
You guys are not winning the championship this year.
Nah, but if we could get to the championship though this year, because we got to the Western Conference, that'd be a huge
You guys
win.
Got swept in the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, because Denver's the best
a competitive
team ever
swept.
Right now. Yeah.
Competitive
but that's what I'm saying. Denver,
in every game.
But we almost won. We almost won one game, though.
So, okay.
Or no, we almost won like 2-3. Remember, because they were close games.
The four games that they lost and got swept, most of those games
were
close.
They weren't blowouts.
Correct. Yeah, yeah. But you guys still ended up losing in 4.
Yeah,
so what I'm saying is Denver's have the only difference between Denver from last season and this season, the role players that they've had is just a little bit different.
Correct.
But for the most part, the majority of the team, Jokic, Murray, Gordon, Michael Porter Jr.
Murray's not on this year. He's inconsistent.
No,
yeah, but he's inconsistent,
hurt.
He's been hurt. He's not the Murray of last year. His numbers are not the same.
Denver's a juggernaut, man. I don't want to play Denver.
The only thing that's consistent last year is Jokic. This guy,
Jokic is
already a Hall of Famer. He's already a Hall of Famer.
Yeah,
no one plays like him. He's a clean...
He looks like the most uncoordinated, flailing... person I've ever seen.
But he is football. Actually the most but coordinated.
I know. It's right? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
It's just, yo, I don't know, man, because you guys are having a great year from Anthony Davis, and you guys are 10th right now. He's averaging 25 points right now.
It's a long game, long season, bro.
They got all the resources and talent, and we don't.
2.5 rebounds.
Let's see if that squares up when we step to the line, boy, boy.
Look, man, I'm not worried about the Lakers because if they want to play D, we'll be okay. The only thing I'm really want to see is Gabe Vincent, and I'm really disappointed in our rookie. What's his name? Shelfino?
Babyface?
Yeah. What do you saw him in college? The dude we drafted first.
The guys you drafted instead of Jaime Jaquez?
Yeah.
I don't know who it is.
He's number 0, came from Indiana. Jalen Hood, Shafino guard. I haven't really seen.
Indiana, they play good basketball.
Yeah. You didn't see him in Indiana? He was this dude?
He doesn't even play.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I'm disappointed in like our rookie because I kind of want to see. But look, we got Hillbilly Kobe.
Clippers got Kobe and Jordan. Mm-hmm. Kobe Brown from Missouri, and then something Jordan from Miami.
We got Kobe. This guy loves the Clippers right now.
Yeah, we're done with the Clippers. So the Lakers, you're starting five. You got AD, you got LeBron, you got Austin Reeves, you got D'Angelo Russell, and then who the fuck is that other? I think Cam Reddish.
And the reason we didn't trade is because D'Angelo stepped up, though. We were going to trade
him.
But
he's inconsistent. Literally, the first half of the season, he was doing jack shit. Yeah,
but the second half, he's been consistent.
That's great, but how are you going to depend on him in the playoffs? One round is going to play good, the next round is going to play like shit?
Can we take a step back, though? Can we define what consistency means for D'Angelo Russell? Because I feel like it just comes down to whether or not he's making a shot. Because I think from like a basketball IQ perspective, he's a terrible player.
Yeah, consistency for D'Angelo Russell, I can't even fucking...
Whether or not he's making a shot.
If he's playing good, if he's making his shot, if he's making good passes, if he's reading the plays. But D'Angelo Russell, sometimes he throws these absurd passes. Terrible. Like you said, his basketball's terrible IQ is not there. Which is what I'm saying is like how you're going into, I get it. He's your player. He's your starting point guard. So you're going to roll with him.
Yeah.
But that's also the problem.
He looks a lot like Russ.
At times, that's the thing. It's like, it's not like when he's having a bad night, it's not like, okay, like you'll get good defense from him and he can kind of keep his like efficiency at even. He's an outright liability when he's off.
That's a fact. So you're
still. But we don't need him to win though. That's the only thing. He can
no,
be off,
but you
but
can
win.
Lose because he's. Playing like D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah, lose a close game. Yeah, of
course. No, but like you can lose because of him. Not like LeBron could play like Superman and you could realistically lose because D'Angelo Russell fucks up.
Yeah, but D'Angelo Russell's not going to have the ball in his hands, you know, when it comes to that point, you know?
What do you mean? He's the starting point guard.
No, but he's not going to have the ball because LeBron brings up the
thing. Oh, my
don't
bad,
you
my
watch
bad,
the
bad,
fucking
bad,
games?
Bad,
come on, get your head in the fucking
about,
game.
You're
but you're also
about, talking,
I know,
you're
but
talking
I said in the playoffs.
You're talking about purely from an offensive point of view, too. It could be defensive. Like D'Angelo Russell is just like,
no, but I'm not worried about defensively.
There are times where I just
want to
like
he
beat
fucks
my
up
head
more
against
offensively.
The wall watching him.
D'Angelo will not fuck up offensively. He'll fuck up. He won't.
He'll
fuck
up offensively because he won't play good.
But I'm not worried about him fucking up defensively though. Plays okay. He plays okay defense. But yeah, he's not.
He's a ball watcher when he's on defense.
Look, man, when he got ice in his veins, he got ice in his veins, and sometimes he's on and off. But he's not the reason we'll lose. We'll lose because if AD. And LeBron don't show up, and if they're not healthy, we're not winning.
But look, check this
out.
That's
it.
All right, so what's your prediction?
Hold on. Before we get the prediction.
Western Conference, we're running it back. For sure.
Okay, but hold on. Okay.
We're going back.
So you got Western Conference Finals.
Western Conference against the Clippers. That's what everyone wants to see.
That's a fact.
I would love to see
you
that.
Got Western Conference for the Lakers.
That'll be the biggest Western Conference
rated. I will max
rated?
Out my credit cards
bro,
for
this
sure
is why I'm saying
bro,
you're
on.
Not going to make it there because
no,
look at the players that you have in your
can
starting
I tell
lineup.
You the ratings?
Cam Reddish can't shoot. Jared Vanderbilt can't shoot.
What do you mean, Jared?
Huh?
What do you mean they can't shoot? What? They're inconsistent.
Cam Reddish and Jared Vanderbilt are not known for their offensive prowess. Stop it. Watch the fucking games.
Bro. No.
D'Angelo Russell is inconsistent.
The first half of the season.
Anthony Davis still has that fucking injury plague. So how are you going to fucking...
You're talking about like from last year, bro. Talk about this season because you're only being inconsistent in the first 2-3 months. Bro, no NBA player... is even playing real NBA until after All-Star. So shut up right now. All-Star just happened. This is when the real NBA players start playing because they got back from Cabo. The NFL is over. Bro, NBA players go to NFL games on Sundays during the season. So no one's really playing basketball until after the All-Star. You should know this. Haven't you seen all the runs in the last 20 years?
With 20 games left, I don't think you guys have enough in you to make a really big jump in the standings.
What do you mean? This is when the season just got started for Morris. Everyone knows this is when the season just started. This is when
I get it.
So you're saying we don't have enough juice? What do you mean? Our juice, we just started drinking the juice. Bro, did you see our where we landed last year? We had to play the play-in. We got to the Western Conference. No one picked us to get to the Western Conference. I didn't even pick us to get to the Western Conference. And look what happened. We made it. We got swept, but we made it. What I'm trying to tell you, basketball.
But making it to the Western Conference Finals is not enough for you guys. You guys need a championship.
I agree. I agree, bro. But what I'm saying, as long as we have a chance, if we're healthy, if we have a chance and we're healthy going into playoffs, anything can happen. But what I'm trying to tell you is that me, Stefan Reed, watch NBA now like most fans in America. And this is when the players wake up and like, look, playoffs are coming next month. March Madness is beginning right now. This is it. This is the home stretch. And all NBA turns up right now. And so we're going to see in the next 20 games who's going to make the run. And we'll see it. So the Lakers will show you who they're going to be. The defense has to put up D'Angelo Russell. We didn't trade him because he's been stepping up. He didn't want to get traded. So we'll see, bro. I'm just saying, I'm not counting out the Lakers. I think we can make a run. And if Austin Reeves goes off in the playoffs like he did last year, come on, bro. He was going off.
I don't think you guys can get to the championship.
Did you guys think that last year? Did you think that last year we couldn't make it?
You didn't make it.
No, to the Western Conference.
To the Western Conference Finals? Yeah.
You know you didn't. No. Exactly.
I didn't.
None of us did in this room thought the Lakers would make it to the Western Conference.
Okay, but
people thought the Clippers were going to the finals last year. Look where they ended up.
But if you guys make it to the Western Conference Finals, like it doesn't matter. You guys need a championship to legitimize your season.
Every team needs a championship to legitimize their season.
No.
The Lakers are just a higher standard because
we're
a blue blood and we have 17 already.
It does matter. LeBron is talking to a Laker fan in three seasons.
You're talking to a Laker who's seen more chips than you've seen ever. You've only seen one chip in your dreams.
I've never seen a chip.
In your dreams. That's what I'm saying. In your dreams.
Minneapolis ones count?
They shouldn't, but they
do. Doesn't matter. They're Lakers, but the LA ones count, and that's the ones I've seen my entire life.
So if you guys make it to the Western Conference Finals and lose, it's a failure.
To lose to who? Denver?
Any team.
No.
Any team.
No.
Denver, Minnesota, Oklahoma City. It's a failure.
No, if we lose to Denver, it's like, damn, they got us again. It's a failure, but... If I don't want to lose to the Clippers because that's a big failure, you know?
Yeah, any team is a failure. I'm telling you right now,
if the Lakers play the Clippers in the Western Conference, it'll be the highest rated. All the football fans
will
watch the NBA. The NBA will get new ratings. Are you ready for that? Would you go?
Love it.
Would you go? I would go. I'll probably be in the nosebleeds, but I'll fucking go.
I got you some meal tickets. Don't forget. I got you those meal tickets. Yeah, boy! Meal tickets!
Remember, if you want another one, you have to go to a different vendor.
That's a fact.
Hey, you're about to burn me out. I think they got pictures of you.
That lady fucked me up, dog. That lady caught me.
This motherfucker want to get two meals at the fourth quarter, 3 minutes left. What's wrong with you?
I was hungry.
Why did you go back-to-back right after then?
It wasn't back-to-back.
You should have went back because then they're about to close. They recognize you.
I had my meal. I'm going to eat my meal, and then I got to give my time for my stomach to digest, dog. What are you talking about?
He has always something to say about the Lakers when he was a true Lakers fan back in the day.
I was not a true Laker fan.
Bro, you have a jersey. He has a Kobe Bryant jersey.
This Lakers team is just so interesting. Everyone had a Kobe jersey.
And he had a Shaq jersey, bro.
No, stop. I never had a Shaq jersey. Relax, bro. Stop spreading rumors.
Wait, Reed, you said that the Lakers are just so uninteresting to you. Can you just sort of expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's because it's a lot of what... No, it's a lot of what Santi was talking about and what you were talking about with, like, this team is just... Like...
We're built for the playoffs.
Offensively challenged, let's say. They can't. They've got no 3-point shooters. They can't stretch the floor.
He's not listening to what we're saying. Oh,
no.
Because you're literally breaking it down. No fucking 3-point shooting.
You don't need that. You don't always need that to make it to the playoffs.
What kind of NBA are we in today, Steph? What kind of NBA
it's
are we in?
It's not only 3-point shooting.
It's a 3-point space and pace type of NBA. What are you talking about?
It's not always. You don't always need that. Only the Warriors created that environment for us.
No,
but look at the Warriors.
I'm not talking about who created it.
It's not that you only need that, but you need some element of it in your
offensive
arsenal.
But you don't need that to win the chip.
So tell me the players on your team.
Defense.
Tell me the players on your team that could consistently hit a 3-pointer. Consistently. Not just
consistently,
one every once in a while. Consistently rely on to hit a 3-pointer.
Well, no one hits a 3-pointer consistently in the league. You know, so just put
well,
it like
Steph
that.
Curry,
do you guys have a single person shooting 40% or better from three?
No, I have to go down the. Can we go down stats? Can we look at the stats, Mr. Statman? hey, how's Gabe Vincent from the three?
I don't know. He hasn't played this
he's
year.
He's pretty good.
Okay, so there you go. We signed him already.
He's like,
but he hasn't played.
He's like a 35% 3-point
shooter.
Okay,
thank you. I'll take that. That's fine. But see, 35% out of 100 is F. It's not that good.
Right, for a 3-point percentage, that's not bad.
Yeah, but in real life, that's an F. Yeah, so but we're, so, we're trying so to tell is, you, no so one's automatic. So
field goal percentage then by that measure.
Yeah, no one's automatic.
Did Santi give his prediction of what he thinks?
Oh, yeah, West. We're going back to the Western
Conference Finals. So you think it's a Western Conference berth?
Yeah, for sure. West side.
For sure.
Yeah, if we stay healthy, if AD and LeBron stay healthy, oh, yeah, bro. No chance. What are you talking about?
No chance.
AD plays the best. Our defense is fucking... Bro, you win with defense. You know what I'm saying? How are you going to shoot if we're playing good defense?
But the defense isn't that good, bro.
What? Oh, my God, bro.
Bro, the Clippers were literally, like, killing you guys. If it wasn't for fucking our bad curse.
We need to turn on our defense.
21-point fourth quarter lead, bro. Like, your defense is trash. I was watching that game. Norm was getting every layup we
gave up
on
the game until LeBron.
I will say, though, I am with Santi in the sense that, like,
they can lock down.
Offensively, the Lakers can't flip the switch. Defensively, they can in the postseason.
So
year after year.
So the question that we just asked, I think Reed asked, is there anybody shooting 40% from the 3-point this year?
Not Austin Reeves, not Cam. No, I can't think of it.
Who's the highest? We got LeBron at 40%. We got D'Angelo Russell at 41.5.
There you go, D'Angelo, but inconsistent.
Rui Hachimura at 40%.
There you go. Cool.
And that's it.
Yeah,
three players.
I wouldn't.
Three players over
LeBron.
Over
LeBron that's is fine. The only one of those guys I would trust in the postseason to maintain that.
Exactly.
Yeah, from three, no.
That was the question. Maybe,
yeah, but he's not a good 3-point. He's not Kobe or Jordan.
Yeah,
you know
you don't
saying?
Want him jacking up threes in
no,
the postseason.
Every time he does that,
you've
seen him throw duds. But Rui, I'll give it to the Rui in the corner. Why not? He's done that. He's at 40%. He's at 40%. So there you go.
That corner three,
bro.
Is a shot.
If with that, you can make it. You can make a run. And the defense, with that in defense, that's all you need, bro. So I don't. So why do you just? I think you just hate on the Lakers.
No, I don't hate on Lakers. I just like being a realist for the millionth time.
No,
I'm a realist. You guys have LeBron James, and you guys are underachieving under the LeBron James Lakers era.
No.
You guys have been underachieving.
No, we already won a chip, so it's okay.
That bubble championship, it was a fucking asterisk next to it.
No, it doesn't because that was real basketball.
That's
those people
an asterisk
were balling.
And
tell that to the Miami.
Let's
they
please
were balling.
Can we not go down this rabbit hole? Again,
bro,
we're gonna go down it because there's a yo. If that,
no,
if
that's not
if
an
there,
asterisk.
If there was
no.
not a 4-month break because of COVID, Anthony Davis would have to play an entire season.
Correct.
He was incredibly injury plagued during that time. You guys would not have won a championship, but you guys have won championship in LeBron's era, and that's all you have to show for it. You guys have been underachieving with LeBron
in season tournament.
I'm
not even gonna.
And we went to the Western Conference. So it's
that's
like,
underachieving. You need championships.
Because we're the Lakers. Yeah.
I know.
But you're not a Laker fan, so why you speak for that?
I'm a basketball player, and I'm just talking about
Dario
what
brings
I see.
Dario brings up a great point, though, because the asterisk with the bubble championship is not because it was the bubble. It's because Anthony Davis, who is an extremely injury-prone player, got 4 months off in the middle of the season.
But so did everyone else, though. Everyone else was healthy.
But Anthony Davis is the person that benefited the most from it.
It doesn't know, because then you can say Jimmy Butler benefited the most because he was balling. He became Jimmy Jordan. So, like, everyone got rest, bro. It's not like AD just got rest.
But you know what makes it more of an asterisk is the fact that the Lakers haven't had any success since that bubble championship.
Yeah, we went to the Western Conference last year.
Swept.
What are you talking
about? The Clippers
about?
Went to a Western Conference Finals, too, and made it to six with the Suns.
It doesn't matter if you get swept or made it six. Is that you lost?
Well, it matters because
it shows how
competitive were you against the other team.
Yeah.
When you get swept, although competitive, you get swept. That means you couldn't get one
win. Suns cannot be compared to the Denver Nuggets. The Denver Nuggets is something we haven't seen. Jokic is a player we've never seen
that year
in this league. Jokic is like almost like Shaq,
fine.
But he could shoot and make free throws.
Sounds okay, so then
so
the,
heated.
Okay,
I'm just saying
okay,
Denver
so
is one of the best teams to be ever.
Okay,
Jokic is one of the best players ever, bro.
Right, so then should the Clippers be less criticized because they dropped the 3-1 lead to a Jokic Jamal Murray Denver team?
What do you mean less criticized? What
because
do you mean
they were heavily criticized for that 3-1 blown lead. Everyone, they've been the laughing.
Yeah, because you're 3-1, bro. You need to win one more.
But it's
that's
Joker.
That's a big blown.
But it's Joker.
No, you guys deserve all that critique.
Yeah, bro. I agree. But
no.
The argument he's making, I'm just saying, doesn't
apply. No, because in your history, you've always blown 3-1 leads. And
okay,
Doc Rivers is trash.
Look, the reason why the asterisk is even bigger on the Lakers is because you guys
it's
haven't been
bigger.
Back to the finals.
We went to the Western Conference
finals and got swept, but that's it.
Western Conference finals.
The other years you were in the play-in. The other years you're in the play-in,
or you
lost in the first round.
The year after the bubble, we got plagued with injuries. That happens to every team. That we went down.
Yeah,
swinging.
It happens.
You know, if we didn't get hurt, you saw that Phoenix series.
Yeah, but there's no dynasty, bro. There's nobody.
And I said it was a dynasty.
Okay,
said
that's
it was
fine.
A dynasty.
But like, there's like, if the Lakers would have went to the finals again, or even like been competitive in the other seasons, or you've only been competitive last season. And yeah,
that's
no,
it.
If you guys get bounced by the Warriors or in the play-in, it's like, okay, then like,
true.
Out of the six seasons LeBron's been there,
but look,
you won one bubble championship, we and got played you made with one injuries. Western Conference Finals, and you got swept in,
and then
that's
we picked
it.
Up. Look, so look, this
but
is how
AD's
it's been
entire with, career has been plagued by injuries.
Who? Like that, oh, AD. Who?
AD.
Who?
AD?
Yeah. Yeah, but look, he's done something here with the Lakers. But look, so look, bubble, played with injuries, AD went down.
Right.
The next year, we got Russell Westbrook, the worst trade ever, worst pickup ever.
Blame LeBron for that.
Exactly. We couldn't do that. Then the next year, we went to Western Conference, and now we're here. So if you think about it,
the season before the bubble, LeBron went to the team, and the team
but he was hurt.
Honestly,
before the bubble.
Honestly, what this sounds like,
he was hurt.
Really,
when LeBron was out,
he tore his groin.
Oh, yeah, what we're really distilling this to is like this season for the Lakers will define how we view the last 4 years, like the whole LeBron era, really. Because if they get bounced early in the playoffs this year, we'll be like, all right, the bubble was an outlier year. If they make the Western Conference Finals again or the NBA Championship, then. We look back and we go, all right, they had some injuries after the bubble.
I can't even say where they're going to land at the end of the season. And that's part of the problem.
Even.
That's what I'm trying to get across to Santiago is like, you guys have not been good enough for me to give an analysis and be like, oh yeah, you guys are definitively a top three Western Conference team. I can't say that because when the playoffs start, you guys can make a run. I can't say that you guys are one of the bottom feeders in the Western Conference because you have LeBron James and Anthony Davis. I'm just saying that you guys are just so all over the place and you guys have a LeBron team. You guys should not be all over the place. You guys should have built a team where you guys can say, okay, you guys have LeBron, and then this is the rest of the roster that can carry you into the playoffs. That consistently be like, okay, this is one of the leaders in the Western Conference. It's consistently going to be a Western Conference Finals, and you guys have not done that since LeBron's got there.
Yeah, but we don't need to do that during the season, bro. We just need to make it to
the
playoffs.
Oh my god, him in that season argument, dog.
because bro, like LeBron's old man, and it's like we don't need to be that top three team. That was LeBron in Miami and Cleveland, bro. Like, LeBron's just happy to make it to the playoffs
That's
and make
fair.
A run.
That's fair, but...
come on, bro.
This is the thing, though. I think, like, you're right.
You're
Tati.
Jaded.
No,
he's
you're,
jaded because he's seen LeBron on the top his whole life.
You're right.
And you're
in
like,
the sense,
LeBron's not no more. He's not top no more because he's not in the top three.
You're right
I'm
in the
not,
sense
bro.
That the regulars... Hold on.
It's
you're right
a different
in the
league.
Sense, you're right in the sense that the regular season matters less with the Lakers than it has in the past. Yeah. But... if
10th
you don't,
in the West?
If you don't make the Western Conference Finals... That's an indictment.
Yeah, it does.
10th in the West, bro? Not even a top eight? 10th in the West.
Bro, we're one game behind 8th seed. What are you talking about? Look at the fucking set. We're one game behind the 8th seed.
That's great. You guys can be one game behind the 8th seed, but you guys
if
are
if we
tenth.
Won today, we would have been 9th.
But you guys didn't. So
we played
you,
who?
I only go off
who
of what I go off
of. Who
did
we play today?
It doesn't matter.
The defending champs. We beat the Clippers. You saw the game.
Wait, but you just said regular season doesn't matter.
It's Kobe, LeBron, Jordan, GOATs. You already
you
know
just,
that.
Wait, Santi, you just said regular season doesn't matter.
No, like, our regular season between the hallway series. Those games matter.
All right.
Yeah.
While we've been owning all that.
You know it's Kobe, LeBron, Jordan. You know. Bro, he's going to beat Jordan.
Oh, Kobe, LeBron. I'm not getting
bro,
into that argument.
Hey, can we talk about this? LeBron's going to be the best ever.
You know
when
that? You know that Stephen A. clip when he's talking about Lamar Odom and he's like, who was on crack? That's Santi right now talking about Kobe being
come
the
on,
GOAT.
Man. Kobe's.
All right, real quick. I want to get a Lakers fan's perspective because I have been talking to Laker fans about this. Kobe got. Well, he's getting three statues.
Three statues, yeah.
How do you
to be the only
that?
One ever, yeah. Because one's with Gigi.
Do you
yeah.
think they should do
100%.
That?
100%. They should give him actually five statues total. Because he had
golly,
he had,
yo.
He had,
this
because
guy.
He had one for each.
Zero to 1,000, yo.
No.
Yo, he should get 10 statues, bro. One for every season. Get the fuck
no,
out of here.
No, that
dog.
Would be dope. Why not?
Come on.
Add two
dog.
More. What do you mean? See?
Kobe's not even
not
the best
Laker
of all time.
Yes, he is. What are you talking about?
Kobe's not the best Laker of all time.
This guy's going to say the best Laker's going to be Shaq. Get the fuck out of here, bro.
It's between Kareem
you
and Magic.
You are, oh no. Kareem and Magic, no. They already gave him they already passed the baton. They said it themselves. He is the best.
Of course
Magic
they're going to say that Kobe's the best. They don't want to be egotistical,
no,
bro.
No, what do you mean
They don't want to say, like, yeah, I'm the best Laker of all time. You know
bro,
how horrible that
those
I
those guys were playing with other white dudes with mostly on the team. Look at the Boston Celtics. They were mostly white. Ever since Jordan and Kobe were playing, the league has way more competitive. It's harder to win.
Nah, but this is interesting. Steph,
even when Jordan was playing, there were still a lot of white guys.
Steph, who do you think is the best Laker of all time?
Bro,
no, this is interesting. I want to go around the room. I just want to.
Stephon knows.
Oh, I want. I just want to hear.
I would say Kobe.
You would say Kobe. Okay, Reed.
Fucking crack, bro. Reed, be honest, bro. Come on.
I'd probably say Kareem. I'll be honest.
No, it's not. No,
but Kareem was a buck,
bro.
For like two seasons,
and he wasn't.
And he won with the Bucks.
He won one championship, and he won five with the Lakers. So what team do you think he's associated with more? But
Kareem wasn't a man of the people like Kobe was.
Yeah,
I don't care about that. I'm just saying. I'm just saying his resume with the team with the Lakers. I don't give a fuck about the media,
still
the championships, the captains, the All Star games, the MVPs. He's associated with the Lakers, right?
Bro,
fuck the media and shit.
Kareem only won because Magic got there. You saw that, bro.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
So Kareem couldn't win with by himself. He
Kobe couldn't win. Either he had to get Shaq.
What are you talking about? Kobe he won two after Shaq.
Yeah, but that's he's 10
he
years
had Paul Gasol.
He's 10 years into his career already, bro, at that point.
Paul Gasol and Andrew Bynum. Are you kidding me, bro?
Paul Gasol is a Hall of Famer.
Is Paul Gasol top 10 centers?
He's a Hall of Famer.
Is Paul Gasol even top 5 centers of all time?
No.
Thank
no,
you.
But it doesn't matter. He's a Hall of
yeah,
Famer.
Yeah, yeah. But he's not a, like, he wasn't a force.
Okay.
You remember Dwight Howard? Dwight Howard was Dario, a force back
if,
in the day.
I think if you took a poll, even prior to the tragedy of him dying, I think if you took a poll of all Laker fans of who's the greatest Laker, it'd be overwhelmingly Kobe.
How
but I think, hold on, how much of that too is also recency bias? Like, I think if you take that same poll in 30 years, it looks different.
If another Laker team was a championship, but I just don't know, I know there's a Showtime Lakers, and I know, but I think even Magic was a more popular Laker than
yeah,
it was.
Wait,
but
yeah,
popularity and legacy are two different things.
No, I'm talking about as a player. Magic was the better. Yeah. He was like the best Laker of all. He was better
and
than
I,
Will.
I won't just,
I don't even
I
think,
was,
I don't even
I
think
was
Kareem
debating,
is top two. I think it's Magic and Kobe.
I was between
Kareem should be top two.
I was between
of all time
Magic. Conversation
of
though.
All time. Yeah, no, because
of all time.
No, but look at Kareem and Wilt were such freaks, bro, back in the day. It was unfair for other basketball players. You got to put in perspective, though. If Kareem and Wilt played now, they would be good, but they wouldn't be the juggernauts they were back in the day.
I don't know.
Magic was
true.
The first one to get a statue at Staples.
Kareem has
the most
unguardable.
His after Jerry West.
Kareem has the most unguardable shot in NBA history, regardless of era.
Well, I think now.
Yeah, but
I think
compared to Shaq, though, if Shaq was on the field,
Shaq
could
just
block that.
Shaq was a physically dominating presence.
I think guards would come down on Kareem, and then once he started the hook shot, they would just take it away from him. I think that's they would
the
crash
game,
down on
him. I think
the
they'd have to
different.
Hack him, though, to do it. I don't think his length, they couldn't touch it.
But he had that ball down at some point.
You're telling me a 6'3 point guard is going to come up on that, like, 11-foot wingspan?
But that's the only shot,
though. Yeah, but a lot of guards are
6'5 now.
That's the only shot he needed. It's the most unguardable shot in NBA history.
But back in the 70s and 80s, yes.
I'm saying it would translate to today.
But if Will Chamberlain and Kareem played today, it would be their
records. There's a reason no one's been able to replicate the skyhook.
Dog, you only play against the competition that you have, dog. You can't fucking do because of the fucking the different type of athleticism. Like, you could only play the competitions that's ahead of you. So your argument as far as, like, if Kareem played in today's world, he wouldn't be as productive, he wouldn't be as successful. Like, you can't do that because that'll never be proven.
Look at the competition there was, bro. What are you talking
about? I
get
it. I'm with you. But you can't use that as an argument because that's just not fair.
I'll just say this. I think if you took a poll, it would be Kobe 1, Magic Johnson 2.
And then
I would no. I would even say Jerry West is 3. And then it'd be Kareem 4.
So look, Magic Johnson has 5 NBA championships.
Yeah.
Kareem has 6. One of them with
Milwaukee.
So he has 5 with the Lakers.
They're all tied, yeah.
Kobe has 5 with the Lakers.
Okay, they're all tied.
2 of them when he was the number one option.
Yeah.
3 of them when he was the 1B, when he was the second option. So you have to take that into account. I get it. Shaq would not have won the championships without Kobe. But the reason why they won those championships
was
not because of Kobe. It was because of Shaq.
Does Kareem win
that is a difference.
No. Shaq was the best player in the NBA.
Shaq during the season, but when it came down to the end, who had the ball in their hands?
Shaq.
Kobe. No. They threw it to Kobe. Kobe made
the
biggest
offense
shots.
The offense was run through Shaq. They gave the ball to Shaq, and if he wasn't
open,
if he wasn't on in that game, then Kobe would take over.
Exactly.
But first, it would be like, let's get Shaq going because he's the best player on the team. And that's what I'm saying. You take that into account. Kobe was an afterthought.
No, wasn't because Kobe was in. Kobe, when the games were blowouts most of the time. So, yeah, but we were just ahead by 2. But when the game.
They were blowouts because Shaq was averaging 40 a game.
When it came down to it, when there was like the last seconds, right? We didn't throw it to Shaq because he was going to get fouled. This is where Hack a Shaq came. came from. So who did they throw it to? They threw it to Robert Horry, Derek Fisher, or Kobe Bryant.
Right.
So Shaq never won us a game in the finals. He only did well because we blew those fuckers out. When it came down to the last 10 seconds, you're not going through Shaq because you're going to hack him.
Who won finals MVP those years?
Up until
that
point. What
do you mean? That was all through those years.
So Dario, wait. Who won finals MVP those years? Like, I genuinely don't know. I'm curious.
What years?
All 3 years for Shaq. Okay.
The three-peat? It was
Shaq. Yeah.
All 3 years.
Yeah, because he was the most dominating. He had the most points. But when it came down to it, we didn't throw him the ball because they were going to foul him. And he could never make free throws. That doesn't make sense.
Okay. You win three consecutive finals MVPs. You're the more dominant player. I'm sorry, Santi. That's
but
like,
when it came down to
the argument
it,
you're making
no,
is insane right now.
I know
now.
You're young, but do you remember watching those games, though? Do you remember watching those finals?
Yes.
Okay, we never gave it to Shaq because he couldn't make free throws.
This is the dumbest argument in the world, though, because this is the thing that people would use to discredit LeBron for years. When you look at the championship that he won, the second championship when he beat the Spurs and LeBron, because he missed that three and Bosch got the rebound and dished it out to Allen who hit that iconic one in the corner.
Right.
People like try and use that against LeBron. People forgot that like LeBron went on a tear in the fourth quarter. He got like 20 points in the fourth quarter alone to get the Heat back into that game in the first place. But people use the fact that he missed that three pointer as like a ding against his legacy. This is what you're doing right now with Shaq. Shaq is the reason they won those NBA finals, but because he didn't have the ball in his hands in the last 10 seconds, the credit goes to Kobe. Fuck that. That's stupid.
No, I didn't say not only Kobe, but we threw the ball out to Robert Horry, Derek Fisher, Kobe. They were the last ones to win those close games. Of the other games, we blew the opponents out.
Three consecutive finals MVPs.
You just said something so important. You said that you threw the ball to Robert Horry, to Rick Fox, to Derek Fox,
Derek Fisher,
Derek Fisher, Kobe Bryant in a close game.
Close game. But
why was it a close game to begin with?
What do you mean?
Because Shaq. Why was it a close game to begin with? Because the offense ran through Shaq and he put you in a position to be in a close game. So when the close game was down to the wire, yes, I agree with you. You can't give the ball to Shaq because he can't hit free throws.
Exactly.
And then that's when Kobe came in.
No, okay, but we're in a close game because Shaq is not doing well. So we used to blow those teams out, Dario, by 10 points or more in the finals. So if we're in a close game, it's because Shaq is having a bad game.
Dude, he averaged like 35, 40 points a game in those finals. What are you talking about? He had a bad game.
What I'm telling you is that look at what Daryl's saying. If we're in a close game, that's because Shaq is not having
a good
game.
But what are we even arguing at this point? Like, you're trying to, like...
We're talking about the best Laker, right? So we're talking about that. That's
but we're talking about legacies, too. And, like, you're trying to use these the three-peat as a boon to Kobe's legacy. And Dariel and I are simply saying that, like, you are, like, severely devaluing Shaq's, contribution to those championships.
I think Shaq's a third best Laker ever of all time. I think he's up there. I think it's Kobe, Magic, Shaq, and then his Kareem, and then Will Chamberlain's okay.
Well, Lakers. I think the argument they're making is it's Kareem over Kobe, but I think Kareem the same argument against Kobe not winning without Shaq is that would Kareem have won without Magic?
With Kareem, it's fine. With Kareem,
he
have
did
won,
win without Magic.
He did. He has one championship.
Well, Milwaukee.
But also, again, think about this too. This matters. Kareem did that before he got to the Lakers. Kobe could not win a championship without Shaq until he was 10 years into his career already.
Shaq couldn't win.
No. Kobe couldn't win.
Kobe
didn't
got
win.
Drafted in '96.
Kobe didn't win. A championship MVP. He didn't win a championship or a championship MVP until he was already a decade into his career.
Yeah, he's talking about
after Shaq
left.
Kareem won a championship before he even got to the Lakers.
I just think from an outsider's perspective. I haven't heard that Kareem argument a lot. I usually hear between Magic and Kobe. And like I said, if you take a poll, it would overwhelmingly.
I was between Kareem and Magic.
Kareem is severely underrated, bro.
Severely,
he's incredibly. Yo, look,
people just dismiss. They go, he's a 7-footer. It doesn't count.
Yeah,
it's stupid.
And because he had one shot, and it's not attractive, it's not sexy. But like, you got to take into account the points, the amount of points that he made, the winning that he had in every level. He high school,
every
UCLA,
Kareem
and NBA. Like, yeah, I get it. We're talking about the NBA right now, but if we're talking about overall, like just the basketball, your fucking resume.
Yeah, but Kobe didn't go to college, so you can't knock that against him.
And he came out of high school.
No. I'm not knocking LeBron against that. I'm just saying.
You're accounting for like the winning that he did in college.
Okay. I get what you're saying. So fuck college and high school. Let's talk about the NBA. Kareem has 6 NBA championships where you can say, what, 4 of them? Or maybe even 5 where Kareem was the number one option. And same thing with Shaq and Kobe. Kareem was the number one option when Magic was a rookie, when Magic was a second year, third year, fourth year. It wasn't until Kareem's later years when he got older where Magic took over the team. Magic might have been the number one option on the team, maybe like the last 2 championships.
I would agree with that. That would still give Kareem
3 championships.
Because he was younger. Yeah.
Yeah,
I just don't know how much like a Dr. J 76ers team. Like, I don't know much about that 76ers team to be like, damn, what a juggernaut that the Lakers had to get through, or that they had to get through a Celtics team with Larry Bird and the other. The
but
Houston
this is
Rockets
like
coach.
This is where like, we started to get into, and like we've been going on about this for a while, so we can like transition to the Knicks soon. But like, this is where it starts to get into the conversation of like, how does one's dominance affect other people's legacies? And so like with when you're talking about like Kareem. Or the Showtime Lakers in general, and you're talking about like the teams that they had to go through to get there, the teams that they played against to win those championships. Like, yeah, they may not have the same numbers to compete, but like that's kind of the point. Only one team can win a championship. So I hear what you're saying, but like, what, Bird has what, 3 championships?
He has 3. Yeah.
And Dr. J is a Hall of Famer and one of the all time greats, and he struggled to make it to the NBA Finals. Those Sixers teams, like, God, it felt like every year they were like right on the precipice, and would always come up short. But how much of that is like the greatness of other teams?
Yeah, I think regardless of what Dario and Reed think, Laker Nation, they know Kobe's at the top, and then it's like I would say it's Magic second, and then some would even say it's Jerry Buster. Jerry West, Kareem's fourth.
Comes across as us hating on Kobe, and it's not. I feel like at times, Santi, I love you, but I feel like you have blind fandom at times where
every Laker fan. Then
that's a fact.
It's just hard because every Laker has said Kobe's the best, and it just. He's a true LA, like he married this Latina.
We're talking about the accomplishments you had on the court. We're not talking about everything else, dog.
But bro, 80, like bro, 8. He was.
That's cool. That's great. It is. Kobe's my favorite player of all time.
No, he's not.
Bro.
No, he's not.
You can't tell me.
No, he's not. You never watched him. You were asleep on the West Coast. On the East Coast. Okay,
Dog, I'm a. You can't.
No. Oh my
God, yo, I can't with you, this fucking guy.
No, he's not your favorite player.
We're never going to get Santi off this. Let's talk about the Knicks.
But for real, though, he deserves the 3 statues. He is the best Laker.
That was the question.
He deserves. Exactly. So I'm going back to it. Christ.
So it was the statue with Gigi, the one with his 81 points with his finger in the air. And then the third one is, I forgot what the third one was going
to
be.
And we'll find out. And if you're a true Laker Kobe fan, why haven't you gone to the statue yet? You haven't even gone yet. See, you're all cap. Yeah, it's free. Go to the statue. We already went. So you're all cap. So look,
I didn't want to go. I had to go.
It was on Valentine's Day. After.
Thanks for the invite, by the way.
But look. There's a reason why if you go to statue, and look for where the position he's at, he's number one. He's in front of all the other statues. And there's a reason for that, bro.
Real quick, Santi, where do you think they put the Gigi and Kobe statue?
The other side entrance, facing.
Isn't that where they're putting the other one, the third one, the 24 one? Where are they putting in the 24 one?
I don't know, actually. I heard Gigi's going to the other entrance where by the convention side.
Are you talking about the one we exited from the game we just went to?
Yeah.
With the parking lot?
Not the VIP, the other entrance. The side, you know, in that corner where across from that abandoned building with the TVs?
Oh, you're talking about the South Figueroa one?
Yeah, South Figueroa. Okay. I heard that one. I don't know the other one. The other one probably going where the... Where the VIP entrance, where your boy saw, what's his name?
Jalen Rose.
Detroit. Detroit, what up?
Detroit, what up? No. Blew up his spot.
But one more thing, man. Dang, I just can't believe Kobe has passed, because if Kobe was still here, man, the game, it's so wild to think he's gone. Did I like the statue? I like it because it's a white jersey and up front it looks dope. And
looks like
it's
an angel.
It's crazy he picked that of all his moves, you know? It was funny because his wife said, You guys don't like him. He's the one that picked it. And I'm curious why he picked it. But I think because he's like, he's holding up number one and he's pointing to the sky. So I think he was like, and it's a white jersey. And I think you're right. Getting he deep. Knew all the other Lakers had gold jerseys.
Yeah.
On, and he would be a white jersey.
So what does that
different.
Mean? He's just different. Different?
Yeah, he outstands. Yeah.
Kobe, he did that 81 game for a reason. That's his biggest personal accomplishment. Well, not biggest personal accomplishment, but it's a huge personal accomplishment.
Yeah, no, 100%.
He's only second to Will Chamberlain. Yeah,
had 100.
No, I don't think it, well,
back when a game like that meant something too.
Facts.
I don't know. I don't think no one's going to break the 81 because they're going to have to let
go. Someone will. No.
Yeah, someone
no, they had seven. Yo, no, this is like players had 70 and 60 points with like within a week.
Yeah, together. But not now, 81
again, like not to revisit the old argument, but like this is the modern NBA. Like this, I would bitch about this all the
unless
time
they
with Devin Booker.
Defense. Yeah, they stop
no,
playing
I bitch about this all the time with Devin Booker where he like scores 62 and still lose. Like this is it feels like every year this happens.
Yeah, he had a 70 point game against Boston. I think it was like his second or third season.
Still lost.
It literally didn't matter. We didn't even get into the argument as far as Santi. Where does he rank Kobe of all time? That argument was
he
just
said
about
one.
I told you, he's he put one him above LeBron and then Jordan.
Oh my god,
bro!
Are you serious about that?
Kobe went to Jordan and said, "I'll kill you 1-on-1," and Jordan's like, "Yeah, you're right."
You're serious about that?
I don't have my shoes, but
Kobe's
right.
Number one.
Oh, and Kobe 1-on-1 against Jordan.
Jordan 6-0, 6 Finals MVPs.
I guarantee you.
It was a different
guy. Has Kobe.
I guarantee you, if you flip the teams, if you put Jordan on the Lakers, he wins 6, and you put Kobe on the Bulls, he wins 5. Santi's saying Michael Jordan's the GOAT. Guaranteed.
No. Yeah, and if you give Kobe those 3 years off to go play baseball, for sure. Because look, he rested. You played baseball, you didn't even really do
but good. That doesn't matter with AD.
Like, come on, bro. Like, Jordan was a Jordan, bro, I don't know why you're such a big Jordan. If you never really saw him play, it's just like, Jordan's Jordan, but... I just like how the
break didn't matter when it came to AD. The 4 months off in the
middle
of the season.
No, but Jordan
but it does
took
matter
how many
for Jordan.
Years?
Three years or two?
No,
years?
No it was no, like a no. year and a half.
It was like a year and a half. Relax.
It was like almost 2 years, bro.
That's
no
significant period.
It's a year and
that's
a half. To rest your body and not to
he
work
missed,
out.
He missed one full NBA season and then came back halfway through the following season.
Correct. And in that season, he lost in the first round to the Orlando Magic.
Damn, who was on that squad? Do you remember?
Shaq, Penny.
And Penny.
Nick Anderson.
Scott all right, hold on. But let's move on.
That was Shaq and Kobe.
Guys, we've been going for 2 hours already, and we haven't
wasn't
even
that Shaq and Kobe
yet.
Before Shaq and Kobe?
Can we talk about Dariel has finally chosen a team to be a fan of?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe unintentionally.
What team did he pick?
Involuntarily,
I know who
he
picked. He picked OKC.
Dariel!